Today is Friday, March 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, yeah. I don't know. I was preparing for Mix Minus, and I listened to a little bit of a voicemail that came in, and I don't want to talk about that. So my brain, because it came into Mix Minus, so I don't want to talk about it, but that is what my brain is thinking about at the moment. So I was trying to reset myself to figure out what I was going to talk about, because I do not write any notes. If it's not obvious, I literally sit down at the computer, at the microphone. I turn everything on. I look and see if I have any voicemails. I mean, a lot of times I do a little bit of that work, but I don't write any notes. I don't do anything like that. And no script. And I record. And whatever comes to my mind, that is what I talk about. And anyway, so I was trying to think, oh, what am I going to talk about? And then all I could think about was the Mix Minus. You'll have to listen to the next episode of Mix Minus if you want to hear my comments on the voicemails that we got on Mix Minus. So last night, after I recorded, I didn't want to cook again. Ugh, I'm doing better. I am doing better. I've been cooking, I would say, 3 to 4 nights a week. So I am doing better, but I'm still getting too much fast food. So that's just the report. So I didn't want to cook. So we went to Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers, and I got a jalapeno burger with cheese and the canes, spicy cane, not canes. Did I say canes? Freddy's fry sauce. And they have the shoestring fries, so I got shoestring fries. And it was spicy, and I like spicy things, but I'm going to tell you. So, you know, I make fun of my mom all the time because I don't really make fun of her, but I talk about it a lot that she has stomach problems, and she's had stomach problems for years. I don't know how long, but for quite a while, and she'll get an upset stomach. If she pretty much, I mean, 3 or 4 times a week, probably. And she can't eat certain things, and she doesn't know. Sometimes she doesn't know if she can eat something or if she can't. And she just has a really, like, sensitive stomach. And I think I'm getting that way because I noticed, you know, for a long time that when I would eat too much, that I would have issues. And then when I eat, you know, really rich, fatty things like a sausage or something with a lot of cheese in it, or, you know, really rich and fatty. Not big fatty, but just fatty. I would also, you know, have an upset stomach. Also, when I eat spicy food, I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and need to go to the bathroom. And look, I don't want to get into too much detail here, but not the good kind of needing to go to the bathroom. And it's pretty consistent. Anything with jalapenos or, you know, anything like that. And so, but I'm not going to stop eating spicy food. I'm not going to do it. And so what I decided last night is we have a box of Imodium. And I decided I'm going to, this is such an old man topic, but anyway, regardless, I'm no longer young. I'm no longer young. I'm an old man. But I decided, you know what I'm going to do when I go to bed, cause I'm going to eat this spicy burger. But when I go to bed, I'm going to take 2 Imodium cause the box says take 2 Imodium, and maybe that will coat my stomach or whatever. And I won't have the problem. And so I did it. And I want to tell you, I did not have a problem. It helped. And it wasn't completely okay. I did feel a little rumbly, but not nearly. I slept all the way through the night. I did not wake up and need to rush to the bathroom. And when I got up, it may be a little rumbly, but normal bowel movements. Oh my goodness. Daniel says I need to take fiber. And because I've talked about, you know, leaving, I guess they call them dingleberries, because I have to, why am I talking about poop today? I want to keep myself very clean down there. And sometimes that takes a lot of toilet paper. And I'm hairy. I'm a hairy individual. And so I leave remnants, and I have to constantly be cleaning them so that our toilets are not dirty. And I do that every time I use the bathroom. I clean it and I make sure it looks pristine for the next user. But Daniel said I need to take fiber, and that would, I wouldn't need to use any toilet paper at all, because anyway, I way too much information about poo. So, yeah. So last night we had Freddy's, steak burgers, and we watched This Is Us. I love This Is Us. I keep thinking people are going to die, though, because I just know it's the last season. I know somebody is going to die. Somebody is going to die. More than one person is probably going to die. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but there are going to be people that die, at least one. And there are a couple of people that are not in. If you've ever watched This Is Us, there's a flash forward, flashback, flash forward, flashback sort of situation going on. And I keep thinking, oh, this is it. This is when so-and-so is going to die, because they were not in the final scene that we've seen, or one of the final scenes that we flash forwarded to. And Million Little Things, I also really enjoy that. I don't know if it's going to, it may get canceled. I have no frame, nothing to base that on, but I just, for whatever reason, I feel like, you know, it could be. And I really enjoy it. So we watched that. We watched a little bit of American Idol, which I'm enjoying. And we did not watch Survivor yet, which I think Daniel's probably going to ask me about that in Mix Minus, so maybe we need to watch that during dinner. And just a relaxed evening, and then we, you know, did our normal stuff. We always watch Good Mythical Morning before bed. So we watched Good Mythical Morning and then went to bed, and that was pretty much it. Today I had a work lunch, and so I did a bunch of work, and then I went to a Mexican restaurant to have, just because I haven't talked to this person in a long time, and they were like, oh, you know, we need to get together and have lunch. So I did that, and I was a good product manager, and I paid for the lunch. And this weekend, another update. I bought the screen protector for my new iPad. And like I said, I'm not good at putting those things on, or at least I think I'm not going to be good at putting those things on. And Mark is really good at it, because every new phone, every new tablet, whatever he gets, he always installs one of those screen protectors. So I had him do it, and he says, Boyfie, I think I messed up. And I don't know that he's ever messed up. So he says, come over here and look at this. And he's like, there are three bubbles that I cannot get out, and there's a speck of dust that I missed. And it was very obvious. I was like, oh crap. It's one of those glass screen protectors, one of those tempered glass screen protectors. It was $50. And I said, oh, no problem. I said, it happens. I'll go on Amazon and find a cheaper one or something, and you can try again. So I found another one. It was a set of two for only $16. I don't know why Best Buy was charging $50 for this screen protector. So I ordered it, and it's coming tomorrow. And he said he would redo it. No problem. And I mean, it's not a big deal, but I don't want to use it until I have an installed screen protector. And then today he comes in and says, Boyfie, all the bubbles went away and everything looks perfect. He said, come look. And I looked at it, and it's perfect. Now I've bought this other two. And so now I've bought three screen protectors, and the first one that he installed is fine. Like, it looks fine. But, you know, I'll have backups in case I shatter that one and need to replace it or something. I don't know. So it'll probably be fine. It's not a big deal. At least the other ones were only $16 for two. So I didn't spend another $50. I just wanted to comment on Twitter, I saw Dean Barney, and I didn't talk about this yesterday, but we were talking about whether I said jarred or jarred. You know, we were having that discussion, and Tony thought that I was saying jarred. So Gary says, I wouldn't use that word jarred if I ever use a jar of sauce. I don't know whether he was saying jarred or jarred, because he just spelled J-A-R-E-D. But then Dean Barney says, I don't think jarred. No, sorry. He said, I don't think jarred sounded like jarred. So there's one person in my favor that says I said jarred. If anybody else wants to chime in, I know this is a riveting topic. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.